So where do we see this going? Maybe we shouldn't be getting patients with 7 or 8 lines of therapy and then taking them to CAR-T. Perhaps we should use it earlier, either in a first, for example, 1 to 3 relapses, like 1 to 3 lines, like daratumumab has been approved, or even more proximally, potentially in place of or in consolidation to autologous stem cell transplant. Would that be a way that we might be able to use this optimally? One of the great things about CAR-T is that it's a one and done. You do it and then you don't have anything afterwards. And I have to tell you, that's a huge quality of life change for a lot of our patients, although there's always the anxiety of progression, as there is with any of this.
Consolidation CAR-T after transplant.
Correct. So the idea there would be that you get your initial induction therapy, you get your transplant with the melphalan. All of that is chemo-based therapy, and particularly the transplant is alkylator-based. So that gets to the bulk of the disease that you can see. But what about cells that you can't see? Perhaps BCMA-based CAR-T therapy as a consolidation, for example, instead of a tandem transplant, would be the way to approach this in a different mechanism of action and sweep up what the transplant could not get.
So what about this idea of using some kind of maintenance treatment after CAR-T? You know, in other lymphomas, et cetera, it's like a one and done type thing, as you were saying. Maybe myeloma requires more continuous therapy.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point and something that is being explored. There is some preclinical data to suggest that lenalidomide may augment the function of CAR-T cells. And so wouldn't that be a good option to consider after CAR-T cell therapy? This is probably going to be explored in an upcoming multicenter cooperative group trial where we'll be looking at CAR-T therapy and then employing lenalidomide maintenance after that. The good thing about that is, you know, you're trying to immunostimulate whatever CAR-Ts are there. Also, lenalidomide itself has a prohibitive effect on myeloma, inhibitory effect. The bad thing is people want to get off therapy, right? So that's a cost. That's a cytopenias. There's side effects. There's adverse events. There's secondary malignancies. All of these things have to be taken into consideration. So we don't know the right answer, but I think it's a small enough step beyond what we're used to consider doing after CAR-T. And I think that's probably going to be one of the next steps for CAR-T in myeloma space.